Another completely different story here. Researchers at the University of Utah have made a discovery that could lead to treatments for two of the leading causes of blindness in the Western world. Now, that's age-related macular degeneration, which is very common in older people, and a disease called diabetic retinopathy, which is very common in people with diabetes. Both of these are expected to rise in the future, partly as our population ages and also as the number of people with diabetes increases. Now, these diseases cause problems in our eyes by making blood vessels grow abnormally, and these new blood vessels are a bit disorganized. They're very weak and they tend to leak, so that kind of causes a lot of problems. Now, the team found that eye damage caused by both of these diseases could be prevented and even reversed simply by switching on a protein called Robo4, which doesn't actually stand for sort of robot. It actually stands for roundabout. It was originally discovered to be involved in nerve generation, but it's also been implicated in angiogenesis. This is the process by which our body grows new blood vessels. Now, previously, researchers have found that Robo4 can stop the growth of new blood vessels and stabilise them. It sort of matures them. So this prevents uncontrolled growth of blood vessels. And experiments in mice, the scientists found that activating Robo4 could actually stop blood vessels from growing abnormally and stabilise them, preventing this leakage, and that could improve the symptoms of the diseases. So that was great. They think their discovery could, you know, pave the way for new treatments that might switch on Robo4, so looking for drugs or something like that, maybe gene therapy that will activate it. And this could be potentially very powerful treatments for blindness. But there are other implications that are even bigger. For example, in SARS, the flu that we hear about, this kills people when the infection destabilizes the blood vessels in your lungs, allowing fluid to leak into your lungs. So could we activate Robo4 and stop this? And in cancer, tumours hijack blood vessels to provide them with nutrients and oxygen. So maybe there's some kind of role for Robo4 here as well.
That sounds interesting. Really promising. I'd heard before that one of the big things with cancer is if we can work out how it gives itself a blood supply and stop that process, then that would really help us in the fight against cancer.
Exactly. There's a lot of researchers who are really looking into that. And I know some people at Cancer Research UK are doing that. The one problem is that the size at which cancers grow a blood supply is absolutely tiny. It's about the size of a grain of sugar. So you have this trying to balance up how can we detect cancers early enough to stop this happening. So more now, researchers are just looking at ways of cutting off that blood supply or destabilising it, or in fact actually stabilising it more so that chemotherapy drugs can penetrate right into the middle of tumours.
Oh, fantastic stuff.